In 2023, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
This is truth.
Yes.
It's not a truth. It is the truth.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Because this is a manifestation of God.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Let's go back over there to the book of Numbers once more. In the 23rd chapter and the 19th verse. Oh, you got to love this. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? He will make it good.
Amen.
And that's why his spirit is in the earth today.
Amen.
That's why he's here, is to make it good.
Yes, yes.
For anybody that'll believe it.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus laid down the framework for it in the 8th chapter of John's gospel. Now, he's teaching and preaching. We talked yesterday about the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery.
Right.
And he didn't condemn her.
No, he
didn't. And he just acted like he didn't hear them at all. That's and just
right.
Wrote on the ground.
Yes.
Didn't even look up. And they kept on asking and asking and asking and asking. He paid attention to them. And just went on. But then he talked to them. In the 44th verse, he said, you're of the father, you're a father of the devil, and the lust of your father you'll do. Now, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now we have the drastic comparison. Now, so, look at this. As he spake these words, many believed on him, and he said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
Verse 37, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. Why? Well, verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
That's right.
And they said, you're of your father the devil, and he's a liar. All right. Let's go over here now to the 14th chapter of John. Now, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th chapters of John are in the last Passover meal. I like to call it the Passover meal that changed heaven and earth forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went right out of that meal into the Garden of Gethsemane, and it all started right then.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know something? That's when we were made free. Because we know from the Word of God, we know from what Peter preached and other scriptures, we know from what Jesus said that he had been the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Now, that doesn't work with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. John said it was a high Sabbath, which began on Wednesday. So it began Wednesday night. And he came out early Sunday morning. The moment, class, that he was raised from the dead, we were free. But we had to receive it.
Yes. Yes.
He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Well, that's never changed.
Never.
Now, how do we deal with that? Well, right here in this 14th chapter, I want you to look here. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where you go, and how can we know the way? Here it is. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And then Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. And that same Father is dwelling in us today. Yes. And if he's not dwelling in you right now, this is the time to fix it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is it. Jesus did all the hard part. Mm-hmm. He made it just as easy as he could possibly make it. Mm-hmm. He went to hell and suffered there. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, or in right standing with God, by whose stripes we were healed. God's never changed.
Oh. Never changed.
It's down to the receiving of him as Lord and Savior. Yes.
Amen.
That's where the victory is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, let's look over here in 1 John. And take a look for ourselves. Look in this 5th chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. How many in here believe that?
Hallelujah.
Whoa! Let me be first to answer. And everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that's begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God. One translation said, this is loving God. That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is it.
Yes, it is.
So, do you believe that?
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he's done the hard part. He went to hell so you don't have to go.
Come on.
He bore your sins in his own body on the tree. Glory to God. And forgiveness of sin is readily available. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's a covenant we have with him. These are blood covenants here. And this is in his blood. Amen.
Amen.
So, just accept him. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. I see here from the Word that you bore my sins in your own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, should live in right standing with God. And by your stripes I was healed. I take it and I receive it now. Glory to God. So what is that? Well, let's go to the 3rd chapter of the book of John. We're talking about, you know the truth and the truth will make you free. Now, Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus in the night. And here in this 16th verse, and he's talking to this very high authority man. And he said in the 13th verse, no man hath ascended up to heaven or died and gone to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Now, here it is. Are you listening to Jesus? You're not listening to me. Listening to Him. This is written in red.
Right.
For God so loved the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and even men love darkness rather than light. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. Now listen, here we are again. You remember? He said, you know the truth will make you free.
Right.
But he that does truth cometh to the light, and his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought or worked in God. Comes to the light. I see that like a little cork, little bobber. And it gets hung up, and it's all the way down there at the bottom of where you're fishing. Just snip that line. It'll come right to the top. That's truth. He that does it. And you just did the truth.
Yes.
By accepting Him as your Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
He so loved the world, and you and I are part of that world.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. It's shouting time in the class today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise
in this
God.
This book, it's a precious thing.
Yes.
So now, Jesus said, I am the truth. I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I am the life. Let's go to the 10th chapter of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold cometh up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber.
Come on, Jesus.
He'll steal at night if he can, but he'll pull up a gun on you. Thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So Jesus is teaching here. Now look at that 7th verse. Said Jesus again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am.
I am.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You just entered in.
Amen.
Yes. Shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, the Classic Amplified says, I have come that they might have life, have it to the full until it overflows. Right. Overflowing life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life.
Hallelujah.
For the sheep.
Yes, he does.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, John 7, 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me, and you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that has sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, and I am from him, and he has sent me.
Hallelujah.
He is true.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, here's something I want to talk about. Now, before we do that, let's go to the prayer he prayed in the 17th chapter.
Okay.
We're back over there in that last Passover meal. Now, in the 20th verse, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. Well, we're reading from John. Then we've read from Peter. We read from John Mark, who was Peter's son in the Spirit. So we heard from Peter there. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So here we are. Now, verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from evil. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them or separate them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Mm. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also so sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you've given me have given them, that they may be one, I in them, thou in me, they may be perfect in me, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as much as you do me.
Amen.
And when I first read that, I was a student there at Oral Roberts University, and I had just learned about the prayer of agreement from Brother Hagin. So I thought, I'm going to agree with everything Jesus prayed here. I didn't realize this is all that Last Supper. I didn't know that then. And I got down to that, he loves me as much as he does Jesus, and it frightened me to even pray that. And I said, but it's written in red, and I was walking around holding my Bible up and in the little living room of that little house, and just walking around, I just kept saying that. I just kept saying it, kept saying it. And I noticed in my mind, I didn't want to say that. But, I mean, my spirit just rose up on the inside of me, and I kept saying it. And finally, I kept saying, God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. And a revelation of the fact that God loved me and that His mercy endures forever for me.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it just really, I knew the truth at that moment, and it literally made me free. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, the written word is truth. This is what God said. We saw that over in the book of Numbers.
That's
Then the Apostle Paul said literally the same thing. And this is truth. Now, I've heard this and you've heard this. The written word is the truth. It is not a truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. It has the same authority as God. It has the same authority as His blood. It has the same authority as His name when it's backed with His name.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and if you continue reading in that 10th chapter of John, the 10th. You just keep reading that. Oh, it just gets gooder and gooder. And then he said, other sheep which is not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they'll hear my voice, and there will be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. And that other bunch is us. we had to come in, but He had to go to the cross to get us. He was the only begotten Son of God back when He was speaking to Nicodemus. But then we read, now He's the firstborn from the dead to bring many sons to glory. Mm-hmm. His family. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's the truth of that. But now you hear people say, well, this is my truth. Mm. Well, what is your truth, babe? Well, my truth is it's my body and my choice. Well, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. That is your truth. It's not God's.
Nope.
Well, my truth is I just don't want to bring this child into the world, into this old bad world. And now you're lying.
Yeah, now you're lying.
Mm. Or maybe that's what you have been told and believe. I don't know, because I don't know you. But you have a choice. Now, I know a couple personally, very, very sweet and good friends of mine, and they have honored me to call me their spiritual dad. And they have a little boy. I'm telling you, he looks like them. And we have 30 seconds, but I'll get this in. They were there when that child was born, took that child and handed it to her. That baby lives today. And God is blessed. Amen. And so is the woman. She's not a murderess. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today. Issues, plans, decisions, daily rhythms. Who knows the best way to approach life in general? As a believer, that answer is easy. God the Father has given us a guidebook in the Bible. Though how often does it seem like wisdom, specifically for the next right thing, is a mystery. Finally grasp how to get the wisdom you need for the crucial decisions you have to make through Wisdom, the Principal Thing by Kenneth Copeland. In this audio series, Kenneth explains simply and clearly how to receive God's wisdom and apply it to your life. Wisdom is the key to knowing what to do with the truth you read in God's Word. Proverbs says wisdom is crying out loudly to you. This series discusses the treasures wisdom has ready for you. Learn keys to receiving God's wisdom when a situation has you stumped, and discover how to believe for a wealth of insights, concepts, and ideas to use for anything that life brings. God's wisdom should be part of every believer's daily walk. Learn how to make it the principal thing in your life. Request your free copy of Wisdom, the Principal Thing by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Oh, we're so glad you could be with us again today. And this is this is the truth. I'm just thrilled that you could be here with us and join us. I mean, you know, you get the notes, order the notes, and go back over these over and over. All the scriptures will be in there, and you can study it. Then you can teach it. Praise God. Teach your Sunday school class. I mean, pastors. Your brother says, well, brother, I don't want to steal your message. It's not my message. It belonged to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just take the outline and go for it. And in the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow. And until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. So give the Lord a praise and honor Him on this broadcast today. We love you, Lord, and that's the truth. Woo, hallelujah.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called a Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife.